Channel 2 right, channel 2 right, channel 2 over, channel 2 over, channel 2 over, channel 2 over, channel 2 over. This is Mr. Weaver, starting Mr. Weaver. This is Thursday, the 16th of August, 72. And I'm putting this down, 1975. 1975, I'm putting it down. This beginning to visit Mr. Weaver, this barbershop session. This is Thursday, the 16th of August, 72. Channel 2 over, channel 2 over.
But it's not good for you to use
it. Well, now, Mr. Weaver, if I put it in a jar of vinegar, they keep?
A year or two? Yeah, to let you open it.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah.
And you can just pour the vinegar off for several, then put it back up with vinegar again, and it'll heat it up.
Pour it off every once in a while?
Well, you don't have to, but after you use what you got the pepper sauce in there.
Oh, I see.
After you use that, don't take out the pepper, take out the sauce. Well, of course, if you get wanting to season something and don't have dry, you just pull out one of those and cut
well,
you
now
off
this doesn't do anything to it. It doesn't season it or anything, the vinegar. It just preserves.
Yeah, well, it gives the heat to it, you know. It makes it hot. That'll make your vinegar hot.
Oh, it will.
Yeah, and that's the way, you see, you just pour your vinegar out on a little vegetable that you want to.
Oh, you can use
just
use
take a little
vinegar.
Bit and learn how much you like
it. I see. The vinegar itself is hot.
I figured you knew how to use it.
Never in my life, Mr. Weaver.
You haven't.
No.
Well, now listen, and I'll tell you another thing. When you have a cold or flu and everything else fails, just get you about a half a teaspoon, or just a little of that. Put it in your mouth and hold your mouth together, let it dribble down, it'll burn, and breathe deep, and keep your mouth closed. And here, just take that and open your head up better than anything else you've
ever... Just a piece of this pepper?
No, not the
pepper. The
vinegar.
Oh!
After it soaks a little while, after it soaks a week, it'll be hot, and then you can use it that way. Then when you get that vinegar used out, go ahead and put some more vinegar in there.
Right over these peppers?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew anything like that.
I figured you all knew that.
Never. No, sir. And what you do is just make them pretty like this.
Yeah, that's the way I do now. Then you can take out some just wants the green, but I like it better.
And now, is that getting to be dry?
That's all right. It's not dry enough. But the way to do this, pick out these dry stems and do it this way. Just take and spread it out somewhere. Here's one there. That's something. That's something got on out there. That one stung it. And it was all right. Now here's one. No, this has been stung too. Check it and see if they show dark right like this. Now there's been an insect or something stung. There's one you can put in
American military presence in South Vietnam.
Well, you pick it just like you want it and pick out your some of this, but watch out if you've got little spots on them. Don't use them.
Don't use them. I see.
I just throw them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can save them for seed. You can get seed out of that.
Yeah, sure.
I'll have plenty of it. I'll put up some every year.
These all look good. And you put them up in just a jar.
There's not near usually just much longer than that, but I've took care of them this year.
Yes, Mr. That's a crop right there.
Well, usually that ain't nothing. I had five rows across my garden for a long time, and I just everybody wanted it to come from a long ways and got pepper.
Yeah.
They'd offer to pay me for it. I told them, I said, I didn't grow it for that. You know what I was growing it for? Because a fella in Georgia kept one that was 9 years old, and another fella moved down here from Georgia, and he got one to 8, and I got one once before 7. And I went 12, and mine's still living now, 12 years ago.
12 years that you've had this pepper.
And of course, now listen, all of it's dead, but that one stalk of five rows across my garden, and I've been, they just lose a few every year. Mold or something would get it.
You mean you just got one stalk?
Well, I have several stalks,
yeah.
But I mean 12
one
years old.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have one stalk 12 years old. Right in your way, I guess I'll fix and get these tubes out.
Yeah.
Well, these are pretty.
Well, that's not nice like I usually have it, but I'm afraid if I didn't bring it now, it turns off dry, I may not have it anymore.
Well, I appreciate
you. Yeah, that's right.
I'll get you some vinegar and put it in.
I can put water to it, but you know that's a lot of trouble. It costs you more than it's worth.
That's a lot of trouble.
That costs you more than it's worth, too. I've got a hold. I want it to keep it alive.
Well, it's a lot of trouble, and it don't do as good, does it?
No, not half as good. Well, if I had fertilized it and worked it out, but I got to where I couldn't use myself, and I just let it go. If it'd go plumb up, I was gonna let it go. I got to use myself now again. Let me see, I believe. Did we connect it up over here one
stick
time?
Stick it there for him, see?
Right here.
Stick it in there for him.
I know there's one place there that you can stick it in. Let me see, I don't think I've got it cut on. It's all right. I'll have to put this time of year, put all every time I use it, you know, not using it regular.
Yeah.
And if I don't clean it off, it gets all over your face.
Oh, yeah.
It's all over your head, Daddy. I keep this wrapped around it to catch it, you know, and then have to clean it off with. Mm-hmm.
Can you feel any of that air? Turn it a little this way,
please. It's just right. It's all right.
That good?
Well, you can see.
Well, that looks good to me.
It's all right. I can feel it. Then I'll be on the other side in a minute, you see. Well, see, you put on no shirt, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Weaver, you talk about a summer. We've had it.
Yeah, we sure have, haven't we? It's been hot out there in the sun. When that ground is wet and steaming up on you, it just kills you.
It gets so stuffy.
Yeah.
Unless
when there's no breeze, you can't get the breath. I can't. I wish I could go up in the mountains and stay in the summertime, you know, to breathe that good, fresh, light air. I have trouble breathing a lot of times. And I can tell when I go up there, just even up around Birmingham or up in there, Georgia, Alabama, South Tennessee.
Mr. Weaver, that store over there, Mr. May's old store where Buck was.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was always fairly pleasant.
Yeah, that, this boy, his last store he had down at Brick Building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always a good, cool place. There's big, large trees around it, you know.
Yeah.
And it had it's got a deep basement down there now. You go down in there, and that makes it cool, you see.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it makes it much cooler. Then that upstairs, you know, keeps it from getting getting hot from the roof. And there's large windows up there, and they keep them open, you know, I just keep
mm-hmm.
that hot air going on by.
And he had that stairwell. That
draft went up through there and helped a lot, too.
Well, I wondered about that.
Yeah, that'll help. You know, you can go right back here in the middle of your house, cut you a hole here, and have your vent up here and let it go on out and have vents around there and let it come from the floor. You can get over right there and if you just cool come right up through there,
mm-hmm.
put your screen over it. I've seen people have those. And that makes it cooler too.
I sure didn't know that place down there had a basement.
Well, it's not a basement, but it's deep
under
a dug.
Yeah, I see.
Down in there.
That would help.
See, that lets the cool air stay down in there all the time, and it comes out gradually, you see.
Huh.
If right in the middle of it, if he cut a place out, a hole in there, let it come up, it still make it cooler.
You don't have any place like that over at your house?
No, I don't. But That's the place where I'm at. They're going to tie that down and build another one as soon as they get out of service. And they don't use spending no money. They won't spend no money on it. I don't blame them. I wouldn't leave. It's not worth it. It isn't livable.
You want to just turn that off, please? Turn the tape recorder off. Oh, you do that on the right. On the right, Faye. On the right, that's your left.
I don't know, but
you might. All right. All right, now turn the current off, too. All right, now turn the radio off. Just push that button. That's a lot of buttons in the world, aren't they?
More than one button.
That's my favorite report on Mr. Weaver at 5:30.
It is.
Yeah. It does last 3 minutes.
It does. Well, the fella used to miss that. If you get used to it and then if you ever miss a time or two, you get your mind off.
Oh, I don't care one way or another. Now you see I just put that on the tape. I may listen to it or may not. It all depends on what comes up.
It's interesting you use it. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to, do you?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it nice.
You don't even have to listen to it if you don't want to.
No, you cut it off or you cut it back on or listen to something else.
You hadn't been going to that town council over there, had you, Mr.?
No, I don't mess up with that. I don't have nothing to do with it. I'll tell you, I can't tend to my own business. Let it go down there, wait here trying to do that. Two sides of it, you know.
Yeah. Well, when they get two sides, it makes it sort of mean.
Well, listen. If we had it for it, if we didn't have any trouble as long as we had it for it, if when they wanted to make laws, change it, and let everybody vote on it, and let the majority rule, everything would always move along smooth. But since they got it for two or three, can just say and do as they please about it, and trying to do everything, and nobody got nothing to say but just them. The councilmen and the mayor and clerk thinks that what they say now is law, but as long as we had it where the people vote for it, passing a law, we had a nice little town.
Mm-hmm.
But since they're just letting two or three run it, you know, they run it like they want to run it.
Well, who was the clerk, Mr. Weaver?
Who was the clerk?
Uh-huh.
Ms. Good. Your formula was Miss Smith.
Oh, yes.
More, a lot of people know about Miss Smith.
Yes. Well, does she kind of want to run it herself?
Well, have you been up there?
I went one time, but I didn't know what was going on.
You're like, we got a nigger councilman up there, a colored man of a councilman, you know, and they ask him, says, well, what do you think about it? He says, I don't know a thing about what's been said.
Well, that's about my seat.
That's the reason I didn't go down there. I'd have been just the same shape, you know, because what reports are said on both sides, I don't see why either one of them done much.
Yeah. Have you found out what they differ on?
No. I'm not interested. I tell you, as soon as I can, I think I'll get out of town.
Get out of town?
Yeah.
I don't know why you stay there as long as you have.
Well,
they're not far out.
The people that wants me to stay there, but they won't spend no money on that place, you know, and it's not, I can't fix it up, but I'd work my head off, and it's discouraging, and they're so nice to me, and that's the reason I stay there, Every time they come, I tell them say, to get someone else, and they said, no, we don't want no one else. Well, I got to where I'm not able to take care of all that place. Too much. I'd like to get out in the country. I like the country much better than do that.
Yeah.
I have to get a job out. I've been off lots of jobs in the country, but I can't go to work, you know, just at certain times. Well, that people can't hire a man like that and use a man.
Well?
Just to go out there when you feel like it, you know. You got, when something needs to be done, you got to go and do it before you feel like it or not.
Sugar Man got a good bit of room over there.
Sugar Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, and at his house, he's got a pretty good family.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean space.
Where he lives?
Yeah.
He has some there, but I don't know how much.
Well, I was thinking about if you had a little trailer or something.
Well, I can't afford to buy a trailer. I can't buy one. It's a high, you know, it takes money to buy a trailer.
Well, I wasn't thinking about one of them.
I mean just a common trailer, just an old second hand, and it'll last you $500-$600 for it, or $200-$300 for most any of them.
Yeah.
Or they can remodel them, you know, and sell them, you see. Work them over a little bit and change them up a little. Paint them, make them look like they're worth a whole lot more than they are.
Yeah. Yeah, there seems to be a demand for any sort of trailer.
Any 2 rooms or anything you can rent it now.
Yeah.
You could rent yours out there just as easy. People coming every day and making up and wanting to rent just enough to get by with and to stay in it. People coming out, they want to get out of Gainesville. A lot of the students is coming down trying to get places making open. Well, what they want is just to get out of Gainesville, you know, where it's quieter. You take a man reared in the country, he never likes a big place or where it's thick, where you can't drive through it like it is in Gainesville part of the time. You want in this cut off all over, just on the ground.
It's going to get it too short on top.
Just leave it long on top and cut the sides some. And
you want it a little short on top, yeah?
You want it shorter on top up here? It ain't got
any
eyes yet, have you?
Oh, yeah. I want to take it off a little bit.
Not too much, just a little bit.
Haven't you got something to do?
Yeah, I have.
You can put us on a little
supper in a minute.
Well, listen, I you know what, so I eat breakfast since you all left. I ate too much yesterday and I couldn't eat anything.
Is that right?
And I just eat and it came over here. First I'd eat it. When I got to where I wanted something to eat, I went in and I eat. It won't do me to eat if I don't. I broke the laws yesterday. I said I was going to make myself eat a little bit more and see if I could get by with it. And I didn't sleep good and didn't want to stay until all day today. Just after you all left over, I began to get a little hungry. And I went and fixed
it.
The last trip, the last 4 or 5 months, I've had to be very particular what I eat.
Mr. Weaver, I have been trying to clear the deck so I could get around to some of these things that we've been talking about your dogs and one thing or another. And I want to set some of that down. And
You know, one thing that bothers me, as long as you and I both are kicking, it's all right. But you know, if you was to pass on, I'd have a hard time using any of that material that you've told me about. You see, you'd have your family. Now you say, well, your family don't give a damn about you. But once you're dead, they do.
What you got, you mean? they miss you then.
Well, I don't know whether they miss you or not, but they sue people and all like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You told me about that hunt, you see, 50 years ago. Well, suppose I put that down.
If I'd have had a little more to study and told you the whole story of the hunt,
yeah,
that would be good to write up. You could write that.
Well,
up.
I'm going to.
If you write that up and send it to these hunters, any of these magazines,
yeah,
hunting magazines, they'll publish it right in there. That would be, they'd probably pay you to write for them.
I want to do it and use one of these pictures, you see, that we've got. And you know, I just can't get around to it.
Well, you guess you have more work. You got as much work you can do here on the place here more.
Well, I don't do enough work out here to hurt me. I do so much desk work. But see, as long as you're living, and I was to put on some of that, I could let you look at it.
Yeah.
And you could tell me whether it's right or not. See, but if you're not here, I set it down. You see?
You just have to put what you had down.
And I've got your family on me. You don't realize that.
Uh-huh.
But once you're dead, your family really interested in you. I've seen that happen. You know, I've seen them. They don't even speak to each other, you see. And then once they're dead, though, then they get...
Then they realize where they made a mistake.
No, I don't think they realize where they made a mistake, Mr. Eastman. I think it's just ornery.
Just ornery?
Yeah.
Well, you guess you're kind of right about that.
Just ornery.
But there's some few will, but most of them don't. They don't care. As long as you help people, lots of people, you're all right. And when you quit helping them, then you're...
That's right. What you've done, they forget about that.
Yeah.
Well, that worries me sometimes. I think about that.
Well, I figured I'm dead, I'm gone, and that's how I'm through with it. I paid my last debt then. That's the last debt we pay.
Yeah, but then...
I always did like to hunt from a little kid on up. But I can't go by myself anymore. I don't hardly walk nowhere anymore by myself. Too hard on me.
It's not safe anyhow, anymore, to go off anywhere by yourself.
No, it's not, because you can't never tell what'll happen.
No.
I have to get out there and get snake bit, you know, and couldn't make it back to get to somebody, or nobody knew nothing about it.
You never used, when you hunted all the time, you never went out much by yourself.
Yeah, I used to hunt great eel by myself when I was in good shape. My health was good, you know, in a good shape. I didn't hunt.
You took the dogs out by yourself?
Yeah, I took them out quite a bit by myself because, you see, I was training my own dogs, you know, and I wanted them trained with certain dogs, and I didn't want to go to no one else because they wanted to carry their dogs. But I couldn't tell them they couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd get mine started like I wanted them with the dogs that I already had trained.
Yeah.
They make better dogs that way. And they understand. I first like to take them out and let them learn to go and come back.
Yeah.
Before they come back to hunt to look for me. Well, I first put them out, I let them stay there and let them learn to go off and hunt for the game themselves. Then I don't have to worry when they get in the woods. If they get away from me, you know, they're going to come back before I put them out and lie down.
Yeah.
If you got dogs trained to do that, then the young dogs will learn to do that.
Yeah.
I haven't hunted any. I went across the river Styx. I haven't hunted very much in about 3 or 4 years. Been out very many times. I've been across since the letter school across the river Styx for a while hunting. I've been away 2 or 3 times. And that's the first I'd been out since way before Christmas last year. Not necessary for me to order food. Wait a minute more. I'm going to have to quit messing with it. I don't feel like fooling with them. I like to do it all right, but I have nobody to hunt with much.
No. Everybody is.
All these other fellas deer hunts, and we go out there, and their dogs jump the deer, get mine to run the deer, and I don't want to run a deer, because I don't deer hunt.
Are you not supposed to have dogs out there?
Well, they're letting us carry them across the river Styx now. I know they're letting us carry dogs that won't run a deer, you know. And mine don't run a deer, and I can go over hunting, you see. Mine don't run stock.
Oh, really?
They're afraid of them. They won't go anywhere around. If a fox or cat goes through, you herd of cattle out there. They won't follow. They go around the cow. Some of them come back to me if run into herd of cattle.
Yeah.
Young dogs, but if they learn how to go around them, then they're going around with old dogs. I used to have one walker dog come to herd of cattle. He just made a big circle around and picked it up on the other side. And then there was some rest of them run, you know, and then when he barked on the other side, they'd go around too, you know. Some of them would follow him, they learned to follow him around. I kept him till he was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what happened. You saw that beautiful little filly out there, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Isn't she pretty?
Oh, they're just as nice as they could be.
Well, let me tell you what happened to them. Yesterday it was. We were in here talking, and we went out there to knock around a little bit. And she's over there, and we went over there and spoke to her. And it looked like she wouldn't come up. And you speak to her, and she comes up. She doesn't walk up, she always trots up. She wouldn't come up. And you got over there, and she had looked like she'd run into something. Her nose was all swollen right there, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was nothing to run into. And we brought her on in. Faye went out there and looked at it, and she says she's been bit. Well, it never occurred to me that she'd been bit. I looked at her, but I couldn't see any marks. Well, sir, by the time the vet got out here, I mean her nose and all was swelled way up. And it was swelling up so she couldn't breathe through it. And I remember somebody told me one time if a horse couldn't breathe through the nose, they'd die. They can't breathe through the mouth.
You don't get to them pretty quick, they can't. You can catch one by the nose, mash in that away, and leave it around.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah. Because they can't breathe through the mouth.
Well, they acting like they weren't breathing through it. Do you believe they can or not? What do you say?
The vet said they couldn't.
And that's what I said. I've been saying for years. But I just wondering if I was wrong.
No, he said they couldn't. Well, this nose, Mr. Weaver, it's still swollen, but it's better now. It was this far over her under lip. Her upper lip was this far over.
Well, that's fine. Recognize somebody's catch dog caught her by the nose?
No, there's no marks there at all.
Well, wasn't no sign of a snake biting it?
No.
And I see sometimes snake bites them in that grazing that way.
I think Faye said they saw a little puncture. They thought it was a bee sting, maybe.
Well, you know, snake, a lot of times you can't find the place. I've had them to be snake bit my dogs, and I never did find for sure that I was right about the place on it. But it bit enough to lay fooling up all over like it was going to die.
Yeah.
And, of course, it could have been something else. Now, you know, they've got guns. They've got these old poison guns that they put out, you know, to shoot dogs or anything coming up back. Wolves or anything.
Well,
they ought to be allowed that. Anything. And I've never seen one of them, but I don't want to see them because I'm not in favor of putting out something like that. You see, it don't matter what, if a person walks up and happens to touch it wrong, you know, shoot that poison in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now then, some people get scared, they're afraid of a panther. A panther hardly going to jump on you unless you wound him.
Yeah.
And you got to watch out and be careful. You didn't want this stand too much on the side, did you?
No. My leg gone to sickness. Well, I kept thinking, you know, I wish you was over here. And if I'd had time before the vet got here, I would have come and got you.
It's best to get the vet to open something like that because he's got all he needs and I haven't.
Yeah, he comes out now with a refrigerator truck.
See?
Have you seen that?
No, I don't believe I have. I've seen him with a lot of equipment I didn't want to have, you know, and I guess that's what I want. Yeah, that's correct if you can get them to you in time. You can save, they can save a lot of things. That, only thing I know is to just some of the old home remedies, you know, we've used for years. And what veterinarians told me, a lot of veterinarians told me a lot about how to check things and do things. And so just watch anything like that. That's about all I know to do. So now let me get some of that on top. And I think I just about got that.
Well, do you think that... is a swelling. It wasn't a, it was,
you know,
a swelling that bothered her.
Did I bring these here stismals? Sure did. Oh, God. I don't want to cut this. I picked up a wrong chair. This is thinning chair.
Yeah.
You ever seen, you've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah, maybe Faye's got some in there. Faye?
Oh, and I thought I've been looking every time, but I didn't look close enough, and they're all just the same size,
Faye?
These.
Oh, Faye!
I can get it with the clippers. I can get that there with the clippers. But it's a little easier to do it with the shears.
You know, the vets used to come out and say they'd give blackleg shots, something like that, and they'd run out. They didn't bring quite enough. Well, now, they don't run out anymore. They got a...
good equipment out.
Oh, yes. You see, they can carry everything they want.
Well, you know, diseases come and go.
Yeah.
And you know what scatters more diseases than anything else? There used to be a boundary on buzzards, against the law, $5 fine to kill a buzzard.
Yeah.
And they, you see, they'll go for miles, you know, and carry diseases, eat something that dies, you know, and cholera and mung hogs and all these diseases. If you'll turn in and bury all your carcasses 4 feet deep in the ground, you'll have no more trouble with them. And kill the buzzards. That's the way we got rid of the cholera in North Alabama. When they passed the law to kill the buzzards, and bury everything 4 feet under the ground. It died.
Mm-hmm.
We people up there growing, and got children that never seen a case of cholera among hogs.
Yeah.
And that's the way they got rid of it up there.
Through the buzzards.
Kill the buzzards, you know, they carry more diseases. See, they'll eat something and they'll go 10, 15 miles. They got a nose, they can smell for I don't know how far. I'll admit there's one side I used to get a little bit shorter than I did the other one.
That don't matter.
You're gonna you're gonna start back teaching him right on in Gainesville?
I don't know, Mr. Reaver, that's what's gonna happen. Now what would you have done there to take that swelling out?
Of that horse?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's pretty hard to say. Now the veterinarians got equipment to do that probably. I would know just what to say unless I could seen it and kind of figured what maybe the cause. But you know they can get a place scratched and get like your cow's foot and get something in it.
Yeah.
And they get poison up down their nose. But you take then there's. I think that you can run that fever down and get all that swelling out with ice and cold water or something.
Yeah.
I know you can run the fever down, and usually you run that fever down and get the circulation back in, it goes down.
Yeah, it takes swelling out of
them. Yeah. Is that what they use?
Yes.
I know this, that I learned that it's better to put cold water on the back of your head and, for the headache, and rub it and get the circulation going down, then it is to take aspirin tablets for it. If you can do that, if you can get it easier without it, you get it done quicker, and you take cold water and wet the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a great deal. I get up in the morning, I run fever every day from some cold, I don't know why. Some way about it, you know. Most of the time when I get up, I go ahead and wash my head, you know, and it clears my eyes up and wet my back of my head in cold water, cool it off, and rub my neck to it, and I cause that blood to circulate and go back down. I have to get up sometimes at night and do that. It goes too much to my body and stomach, stays my heart, so I'm strong enough to push it through. And I found out if I get up and set up and in daytime, if it goes in my feet and hands too much and legs, if I go and lie down a little bit and my heart's strong enough then to push it to get it back in my stomach, you know, and body. I learned that's easier done and better than taking medicine.
Yeah.
Of course, the doctor may have something out now that would be better than that, but if you don't have money, you don't get nothing much done anymore. And I don't have money to pay them their price. Well, you can't blame them in a way, because they've got so many patients they can get the money out of. And you can't blame a doctor much. Now we old time doctors used to they'd treat you if you didn't pay them then, they figured they'd get it later.
What I hear, Mr. Weaver.
What say?
Do you know Dr. Daly's mother?
Yeah.
Does she live in McNopia?
No, she sold that place. She used to own that where that fixing line stays. I think he bought it. Or some of them did.
Yeah.
I think he bought it, that fixing line.
Yeah. And she don't live there anymore?
No, I haven't seen her. She comes back to us too there sometime, but I haven't seen her in a long time.
Well, I imagine all them dailies is pretty well to do now.
Well, doctor, she got one, she just had one. They just had one boy.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Daly over here at Wilson. He's the one that cut that place out for me.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good doctor, too. He's a nice fellow.
Hear that thunder?
Sounds like it don't.
Now, they still own property there in Micanopy.
Oh, Jimmy does. I don't know if they own some back there just west of the truck stop, all that little pasture in there. Come on up there to go right on up there to the top 10.
Oh,
and they own some across the road on the other side there, and they own that back of that colored church just going into Micanopy from here.
Oh, Lord heavens, that place there.
They got about. That's the 7 or 8 acres there.
Goodness. That pasture there on 441, that'd be a valuable piece of land, Mr. Weaver.
Not that down on next to the lake belongs to Thrasher and the judge at Gainesville.
Yeah.
But this is back of that church house, right back east of where I live.
Oh, I see.
Jimmy Daly owned that little strip comes right up. Come on up to George Myers' place up there in front of his place. He owns that.
Oh, does he?
That goes that property back behind that. And that house back on the other side from Frank's belongs to Dr. Daly.
Yeah.
Cody Hunter gave it to him. He willed it to him. See, Dr. Daly looked at him while he was sick, you know, and doctor didn't entreat him, he gave him his place.
Oh.
He tried to get Cody not hot, not work some, but Cody had blood clots and things like that, you know, and if you don't work a little and take exercise, it gets worse on you.
Yeah.
You Clipper getting hot to you?
Little one.
Warm to my hand. That's the reason I don't use them for cutting out on top or on the counter that
day.
They'll get hard after a while and then your neck.
Yeah, just pull that out over there.
My neck's tough in my hand. It's my hand the worst.
Just pull that out for
the counter. That's on the counter. On the count of sunshine. Oh, I pulled the wrong one. That's what I meant to pull.
Okay,
what we'll do, we'll step down there and see that little horse, Mr.
Weaver.
Well, those sure was nice last time I seen them. But, what did they do, did Jimmy and Suzanne, what they do with theirs? How do they like Georgia?
Oh. Pretty well to Georgia. Go ahead, please. Right here. You have the run of the place.
Well, we got electrical storm out there.
Yeah.
You think you're all through?
I kept thinking the Helsins would come back.
Oh. Well, he thought Laurie would come. But, maybe he hadn't needed. I told him I'd call him if it was any worse.
Well,
yeah, but I didn't.
He's supposed to come out here, send somebody out here, but they can't, you know. You can't just leave the chili.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I imagine. She's drinking water all along.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they eat and drink and swelling's going down, it's good to see. I'll put this in the car so I won't forget it.
I'll be right with you. I guess that's been happening a long time. People buy animals so other people take care of. Don't you reckon?
Try it, but we did it and it cured that and never did have it anymore.
Was it a mule?
Yeah, it's a mule and it was colic and it would eat too much. And he's a good work mule, best one we had. I always thought it was. Well, what I mean, best all the way around.
Yeah.
Now we had some more work as much as it, but they're mean and stubborn. But this one was he was just one of the nicest. You can put him to a buggy and he'd put it right up there within a horse. You can put him anywhere you put him, he'd be right there with any other, with any rest of the stock all day long. And when he would eat, if you didn't watch him, he'd eat too much at one time.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd drink too much water, we'd have to measure his water, you know. You know, I sold him when I had to go in service, I sold him for $200.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I went to work myself, you know, I eventually got a buck. I swapped a filly for him and gave my dad $100 to boot. Nice filly, too. About 2 or 3 years old. She couldn't do my work, and this mule could.
Yeah.
And
now, you gave him a little piece of bluestone just as, like a grain of corn.
Yeah. Just about the size of pea.
Peas?
Yeah. Now, my grandmother, I was a little fella, but I never did forget those things. When anything worked, I impressed it on my mind.
Yeah.
And you can get them up there at the university to experiment with that if you want to. Now, they may call it some other name now.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, Mr. Weaver, they've got that filly young. They don't know anything about animals.
Yeah.
And you see, it's going to be something like this all along. Now, if they had a horse, they'd never get strong. They'd take care of themselves.
Yeah.
But they get an animal that's got no sense at all. And they got no sense.
Well, now, listen, you got the wrong kind when they got the... he said it was a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Race. Well, you don't want that for a pet. No. That horse has got to be looked after all the time.
All
the time.
You see, that's a that horse so highly bred, she's just as intelligent as a person.
Yeah, and you notice how light she moves on her feet and just, she got the appearance of a fast horse.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's a hot horse quick without a trainer.
And you don't have to speak to her twice.
And it's just nature. It's been bred in them and trained in them.
Yeah.
But you take her out for anything else, she's no good.
No, everything she does, she's going to get hurt.
What's that?
She's going to get hurt.
Yeah, I noticed how she grabbed hold of her a while ago and how dangerous it is. Listen, I've had them hurt me so bad that I couldn't tie my shoes in 2 or 3 weeks. Or I couldn't understand to reach down when I was young. About 22, 21, 22, 22 and 23 and all along there.
Yeah.
I couldn't hardly reach down and tie my shoes out before, all over.
Yeah.
And now when I'm in shape, I want to go ahead, and if I take a hold of anything, I'll stay with it as long as I can. Well, I'm in too bad of shape that I can't help nobody.
Well, now, but you see,
I can't hold nothing.
Yeah. But now you see, they've had that horse, that happened yesterday, just afternoon, at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been solid ever since. Somebody had to look at that horse all the time.
Check on.
Well, now Ward stayed out here a good bit, but he don't know anything about it.
Ward don't?
No. And then he not here much, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I mean, this is Mr. Ward out here.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean the veterinary. That's who I was thinking you mean. You said Ward. But this is the one you speak, Mr. Ward, out here.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hit that straight. I was thinking it's the veterinarian's name, Ward.
No, this fellow out
here.
Yeah,
out here.
You don't know.
No, they don't. Either one know. I can tell
they
you.
They own the horse.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'll show you. Now, listen. When I show them how to do this, they're rubbing this way. You do, now, listen. Here's the way they're doing this way.
Yeah.
Now, here's the way you do that like that for to hit those nerves to go to the colic or anything this way. Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if it don't grip, where'd that one go? Right on them shoulder blades.
Yeah.
I know that for everyone. Now tell me where this one goes.
Yeah.
Went down your arm, didn't it?
Yeah. Sure did.
Now, where'd this one go?
Down her ribs.
Yeah. I know before, but you see, I took those chiropractic treatments. And back in the 20s, 23 or 4, took two of them, and I let him go ahead, and boy, don't take now and hit one of the punishment.
Yeah.
And I was young and tough. And what I was doing it for us to learn, I believed in it, and I wanted to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And he got up on me with his knees and everything. He tried to make me sweat. He tried to make me go to the bathroom, and he, when we got through, he just gave plum out. He said, "Well, I'm going to tell you." He said, "You're the first ever that ever took half of that course, but I'll give you the full course, everything." I didn't tell him, but that's what I was taking that punishment to learn. you can learn a lot that way.
Mm-hmm.
I know where all these nerves go to by practicing on myself, and it's been worth a lot to me. I don't take medicine for those hurts and pains. And
you see, these people don't know those things, Mr.
Look here, my head went swelling. This side's a little up. You can tell now. I feel right up there. Feel the difference, but it ain't nothing what it was.
Yeah.
I feel this side how much.
Oh, yeah.
Now I kept rubbing that this way and doing that and just kept on getting all this year. And it's getting what I couldn't hurt so bad I couldn't understand it. And I kept, the only thing to do bones good is to rub crossways.
Yeah.
And I kept rubbing crossways, and for sinus trouble, do this. Do that to keep down sinus trouble. It'll stop that, stopping your nose up and sinus quicker than medicine.
Yeah.
And all like that. Now you can pull off your shoe. Now don't that go down your arm?
Oh,
you go
yeah.
down that way?
Oh yeah.
Now then, if you have a blood clot or something that way sore place, you get a bug right here and come on down.
Yeah.
And don't let it go towards your heart.
Yeah.
Go down that way. And I have to do that every day. And when I get up in the morning, I have to get my legs, my arms this way, and go my blood, heart ain't strong enough to pump my heart blood through. And I have to get up, if I get up long in the night and stir around and walk around some. I used to get up and walk around town, but the way they all got to do it and acting, I don't do that now. If somebody does something, see me walking around town, they, Lord, grab me up and I'd have time to prove myself out at it. And if I don't go around, but now I walk up and down this alley. I just walk up and down the alley, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't hurt you. It does me good if you just walk around when your blood or heart gets where it won't beat good enough and you and can't get the circulation. See,
yeah.
If I could take more exercise in a day, it'd do me keep that going better.
Yeah.
But I can only get out and work a little while at a time. I've got to stop there.
Yeah. And this kind of weather, you don't have to, you can't work very long.
Oh, no. You take this morning, if I'd have got up when I first woke up for a day, I'd have felt pretty good. But
mm-hmm.
I tried to make myself sleep some more, and when I did that, wasn't near as much blood in my legs
yeah.
and my hands. And if I'd have got up and took a exercise, but I've been trying to break myself from lying down in daytime.
Yeah.
It's so hot I can't sleep, can't
yeah.
rest. And I just lie down and sweat.
I know it.
And, and if I,
yes.
I can't have if I had air conditioning, I'd stay in there, but when you get out then, it makes that
yeah.
worse.
Yeah, it does.
Makes you worse on that, and you're better off without air conditioning.
Yeah. Mr. Weaver, how are these people going to learn, you see? All they do is they buy a little horse like this and cause trouble for so many other people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said, like, the fellas want me to keep the dogs, you know.
Yeah.
And for a while, fellas down here at Arn Lake come up today and me take my, I said, I'm using all my dog houses just for the dogs to say. He was wanting me to take his dog and keep it 2 or 3 weeks and take mine out of that big 8-foot pen, a house I got there for my dogs to put them up. One gets to getting out or something out of the way and won't climb over the fence. I put them in there a while and get them mind off of that and they'll quit trying to get out so bad.
Yeah.
When they get back out in the pen, they'll stay better. And all of that, well, I've got two I'm putting out on chain daytime, night. They need a dry place if it comes up a rain, and I'll keep them in there. Well, he wants me to take mine out of there and fix a place, but he hadn't got time and money to fix a little house for himself.
He can't fix it himself.
I told him, I said, my goodness, life, you've got to have one if you're going to keep a dog. He hadn't got even a house for a dog to stay in.
Yeah.
And
so
I told him,
I said,
I can't. I said, if it barks and people are already on there, some of them kicks on me about my dogs dying down anyway.
Yeah. And, Mr. Weaver, do you remember the old Lily family that used to live in Micanopy? Lily.
When was that?
Well, I'm back. They were flourishing when you come.
Lily?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't believe I do.
And that's where
it's
Mary.
Oh, yes, Mary. Yes, sir. All those Marys, and they're fine people. Good friends of
yeah.
mine.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they're nice people. Yeah.
Well, any of them left there and making no pain?
Not, well, some of Lucius Mary. Well, Leo's there. And that block house, you know, when you drive down in the alley?
Yeah.
Well, that's costing her private property coming down at the back of the house coming in to mine. And she'd rather we wouldn't call go down that, but I keep thinking I'll get a place fixed at the front so I can put the car up in the yard and let everybody come to the front.
Yeah.
Because she'd rather people were, so many wouldn't go up and down that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say anything to people. I'm afraid they'll think it's me. But she don't say nothing to nobody. She'll gift me once about too many going up and down that alley.
Oh, really?
And it's about half of that is private.
Oh, really?
It's her property and she's paying taxes on it.
Yeah.
It just comes a little piece down there just to pass her house what's supposed to be her alley. And the rest of it's supposed to be private. It's a private alley.
Where do you ever see it?
Who live? Oh, I see her over there too. She's nice person.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and her cousin lives out with her. She's a nice person too.
Yeah.
They're just as nice as they can be.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd stop. They wouldn't let us go if they wasn't. Up and down that, making a run, water runs down out of where, and washing that out worse. When we drive up and down it, if she wasn't a nice person, you know, you wouldn't want a big ditch down your road, down in your yard, would you?
No.
That's where I try to tell people and explain it to them. I drive down it.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to come down the other way. But the town's supposed to keep that street up better down there in front of the house, too. They don't do it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to get, sometimes it gets impassable down at the lower end.
Oh, does it?
And you take, and they all clean those ditches out there, you know, where you've been coming up mowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the town had them to mow it the other day. I thought it was you.
Yeah.
I figured maybe you'd come up there and I wasn't done. You just went ahead and mowed it, you know. And I knew the town was about time for them. They mow it. But to wait till it goes from up for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but they're supposed to keep that mold and they're supposed to clean those ditches out.
Yeah.
I wish I had a way to just going out to the highway just from that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Daly and I've been talking to them and they agreed, but they haven't done nothing yet to open up a place down to the highway across that. See,
do you know that lady who runs that library over there?
It ain't Ms. Smith, is it?
Yes.
Well, I used to be former Ms. Smith, Ms. Goode. She's the clerk of the town.
Yes. You know her?
Yeah, been knowing her ever since she came here.
Well, isn't she a rather nice person?
She's a pretty nice person. She likes to run the town, though.
Does she?
Yeah, she's a nice person. But
yeah.
When she wants anything done, she gets on the council about it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know how it is now, but it used to be the law was she was a clerk and she had nothing to do with what's going on except to keep the books.
Yeah.
And mayor's supposed to, if a marshal or the law brings a case in front of him, he's supposed to try him, and he's not supposed to be messing with everything in town.
Yeah.
The mayor. That's the old law. I don't know. They may have changed it lately. If they've got to change their charter in Tallahassee, and way back on, it cost $550 to get them to change it a little bit.
Well, now, Mr. Barr he's important in that council.
He was for a while, but he got beat this last time. They framed up on him somewhere or another and got, and he'll beat an election.
Yeah. Mr. Weaver, if you need to go now, don't.
Well,
don't
I've got
you.
To go. I'll get started talking.
Mr. Weaver, you just stay right here and talk a little bit. I'm going out here now. That's something you already
I'd
go
like
to bed.
For you
okay.
to be here when the vet comes, but I don't
well,
want
I'd like
you
to see. I'd like to be here and learn something. You see, that's the way I learn things is being here and something like that.
Well, now he's
and,
gonna
and
be here.
Listen, I'd like to see him because all of them, I get along with all those vets.
Yeah. Well, now he's gonna be here.
I send them a lot of business, you know. I tell people to carry them to them, you know. Now you take pet dogs. I don't know nothing about pet doctoring pet dog. I don't even tell them what to do.
Yeah.
But something that I know, I don't mind telling a friend if he can help save his animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind helping him, trying to help him, but things that I don't know, I'm not going to say I know anything about it.
I don't know how far he had to come, but his wife got a hold of him, and he's on his way over
here. Well, he may be tied up for a little minute, couldn't turn loose right then what he's doing. Sometimes
that's right. No, they can't already turn loose.
But most of them will come on out if they can.
Yeah. Especially for colic and things like that.
Yeah, and it's their case, and they've been coming out to it like horses.
Yeah.
See, you can't carry a horse up like you can carry a dog. They won't hardly come out. So they wouldn't come out and check your dog. You'd have to bring it up there. They wouldn't fool with it.
You know, no, they wouldn't. be able to do it and take care of the rest of that.
Yeah, they've got so much to do that's coming in.
Yeah, the animals.
And, well, you can take a dog
in
the car.
Let me get my hat and we'll walk on out there.
Okay.